Hello, this is Arvin. Welcome to Very Filipino Problems. And meron naman tayong panibagong episode together with Coach Orville Tumaneng. So, Coach Orville is one of my friends and colleagues back then when I was working in Manila. I used to work in a fintech company. Doon ko siya nakilala. And he has a really nice experience of going into this life coaching activities around when I was still there. So sobrang ayun, ilang years na ba yun, Bill? nung nag-start ka rito?
2017 or 2018, something ganun. At ano?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, 20, yeah. Parang ganun nga. Kasi that yeah. Time I was, we are working the same team back then. Hmm. So yun, we were going to talk about life coaching. I have a couple of questions here to Coach Orville kasi gusto nating malaman kung ano yung life coaching per se na tinatawag nila and paano nila tayo matutulungan about this activities na ginagawa nila sa Manila. And welcome to the show, Orville.
Woo! Yes.
thanks for for coming to my invitation.
Yeah, I mean, di ba, nung una ka nag-message. Di ba nga, bihira lang, tapos nag-message ka, and then, yeah, I mean, bakit hindi, di ba? Tapos, nagka-usap na yung schedule. Ako naman, basta nung nag-invite ka, okay schedule, then, pinakita mo nga yung podcast mo, maubawain na, di ba? Like, ito, parang ngayon lang natin gagawin ito, something unique rin, unique experience rin naman sa akin. So, yeah.
Yeah, it has been a year. A lot of years nung huli tayo nag-usap eh, kung tutusin. Pero we still have the, you know, our colleagues and networks back there in the company. So but then again, yeah, let's talk about your life coaching. Alam ko sobrang excited ka i-share sa ating listeners kung ano yung life coaching. So, ano nga ba ito? Yun yung unang tanong eh.
Ano ba yung life coaching?
Hindi naman tayo mag-uusap ng mga problema dito. Kasi naisip ko nga, for most of our listeners around here in Very Filipino Problems, maaaring ikaw yung solusyon.
Wow. Yeah. We'll see.
Help them. So, ano tong life coaching? Can you describe it in a few?
Sige. First of all, life coaching is not advice giving. So, kung kinausap ako ng tao, advice mo naman ako sa buhay, no? I won't advise you. But ano, ang life coaching talaga is, it's really helping, tutulungan mo yung tao na hanapin yung kasagutan sa kanya. Like, diba? Try mo mag-reflect right now, Arvin. So, mga ilan yung mga, diba? Nangihingi ng mga payo, diba? Nangihingi tayo ng mga payo. Tapos, ilan percentage dun sa mga payong narinig mo, yung sinunod mo? Diba? Like, if you're going to think of it.
Just a few eh. Kasi, alam mo yun, sometimes yung payo nila, contradicting eh. Pag humihingi ako ng payo, sometimes, ito sinasabi ni payo number one, itong direction, and then payo number two, the other direction eh. So, yun nga.
Yeah. Tama. So, di ba, ganun yung mangyayari, di ba? So, dun yung unang take-off natin doon. Kasi, as a life coach, as a certified life coach, naniniwala talaga kami na ano eh, na alam naman talaga natin yung kasagutan eh. The problem is, what's stopping us to do it? Like, for example, bibigyan ko ng intro na bakit ba ako napadpad dito sa life coaching? Dati naman, wala talaga ako into life coaching. But here's the one experience. Buong kwento ko rin naman tong life coaching na to. I'm a software engineer, pareho rin ni Arvin right now, no? Gusto coding lang, kaharap ko monitor, code lang, ganyan lang. Wala naman ang pakialam kung may kasama ko hindi. I rather to be alone. Kaso, dumating yung point na ano eh, na like you start to feel void, no? You start to feel ano eh, parang nabobore ka sa ginagawa mo. Like you start to question, bakit ganito na yung feeling? Like, this is a dream job for me. Like being a software engineer is something really a dream job. Pero all of the sudden, you start to feel bored, you start to feel numb and void, di ba? May mga ganyan tayong experience.
Emptiness.
And then, di ba? Like, and then you, all of the sudden, luckily, I would say, let me use the term, luckily, napunta ako sa coffee shop na to, Decaf Coffee Republic. And, I start to understand na yung mga tao kasi dito, they are certified life coach. Pag kinakausap nila ako, okay lang. I start to analyze things, di ba? I start to healing, di ba? May mga ganun pa sila. Pero of course, yung word na healing dati, medyo cringy pa yan sa akin eh, yung mga healing-healing na yan. And so yun, going back dun sa story na yun, ang problem ko nun is, ano eh, I think kailangan ko na magturo. Kailangan ko magsalita. Because wala akong confidence. And bottom line, I really want to teach. I really want to really speak. I really want to create my company. I really want to talk to the client. Pero yung number one thing na requirement nun is really the confidence to speak. So wala ako nun. So the number one blocker ko yung bagay na yun. And yun yung bagay na yun. So yun yung dilemma ko, right? So nakita ko na life, mga life coaches dun sa coffee shop na sasabi ko, Decaf Coffee Republic. And one night, we talked. Sinabi ko ito yung problem. I was really expecting for advice giving. So parang kanyari, like, sige, mag-practice ka na rin ito, ganyan-ganyan. So hindi ganun eh. Like, the number one question is, what's really your dream? Like, let's be brutally honest. So, like, when was the last time you really asked yourself brutally, ano ba talaga yung gusto mong gawin sa buhay? No? And allowing yourself nasagutin yung mga ganung tipong question, yung pala yung start. So, babalik ako dun sa ano, no? Life coaching is not advice giving. Me, myself, I can even coach a mother. I can even coach maybe a CEO. Because hindi necessarily kasi na dapat ka-level ko sila or alam ko yung ginagawa nila. What matters most is alam ko, naririnig ko sila, alam ko yung struggle nila. And you really need to listen eh. Papakinggan mo kung ano yung problem. Tapos tutulungan mo silang hugutin kung ano yung sagot. That's life coaching. That's the true blue life coaching. So, bottom line, if there's one thing, life coaching is not advice giving, but we really empower you to find and be accountable sa gusto mong gawin sa buhay. And really, also yun, kapag ko nagkamali, be accountable into it and really yun sa proseso na yun. So I really hope na kapagbigyan ako ng good point for that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point actually. It's a two-way yeah. process nga yung tutuusin. Mm. Yung, it doesn't mean naman kasi the, like, if you need a life coach, you need to solve problems, eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm, beautiful.
You just need to hear out, and sometimes people just need to speak out. Then, talking about sometimes their problems, sometimes hindi problems, no. So, yeah. Yun nga, magandang ano yan. Tulong yan na maibibigay natin sa ating ano kapwa. So.
Mag-add lang ako no dun sa sinabi mo. It's really a good point, eh, 'di ba? Kapag isa kang mabuting kaibigan, kunin ko 'yung example na 'yan. Kailangan mo lang na may makikinig sa iyo eh. Tapos after yun, kahit hindi nagsalita 'yung kaibigan, 'di ba? You start to see things, understand things. Ah, ganito ko pala nakikita 'yung problema, for example, problem. So 'yun 'yung part na 'yon, that's the listening part. But then the processing part, so yung ta-challenge yung thoughts mo. Like for example, ito yung problem. Okay, how do you see it? Like really asking yung next na good question para mas makita mo yung kailangan mo makita. Yun, mama, yun yung gagawin ni life coach. Life coach, hindi nila alam kung ano talaga yung solution sa problema mo kasi ikaw lang naman talaga nakakaalam. Kaya that's the reason I really love life coaching because me, myself, it's really helping at the same time. Diba? Parang hindi ko naman kailangan maging matalino to really help someone. You just really wanna, kung gusto mo talaga tulungan yung tao, I think sufficient enough to really listening mula dun sa part na yan. So that's how I see it. Go, Arvin.
But sometimes ba, ano, nagbibigay din kayo ng advices kapag humihingi ng advice yung kausap nyo?
Siguro let's define yung advices, no? When we say kasi advice, usually kasi ang point dyan, magbibigay ka ng step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. So for example, nagkunyari, may dumating na client, tapos sasabihin niya, hindi naman ako ng advice para maging magaling ako sa company. For example, like, gusto ko ma-promote, ano yung advice na bibigay sa akin? So, ang advice kasi most likely, ang pwedeng sabihin ng tao kapag nangyayin advice, ati ganito, gumising ka na umaga ng 6 a.m., i-build mo yung habit na yun. Gumising ka ng 6 a.m. Dapat pagdating ng 6:15, ito yung mga gagawin mo. Pagdating mo sa company, dapat ano ka, maayos yung gayak mo. Tutulungan mo yung makipag-usap ka agad sa boss mo. Ito yung mga dapat mong sabihin sa boss mo. Tapos pagdating ng hapon, mag-overtime ka. Di ba, may ganun advice, ibig sabihin nagbibigay ako sa'yo ng step by step. So that's specific. Not life coaching. Oo, that's not life coaching. So may, for example, may lumapit sa akin na tao, then sinabi niya, patulong naman, like sige, sabihin natin, hingi naman ako ng advice, paano ba ako mapopromote sa office? Yan. Well, the first question tatanungin ko, what have you done so far?
That's actually a good question eh, no?
Right.
Yeah, to measure kung nasaan ka na, di ba?
Kasi ano, like, what have you, kunyari kasi kapag kinano ko, what have you done so far? What if ginagawa na naman niya yung mga 5 a.m. na pagising, ganyan. Di ba? So, ginagawa niya na yun. So, it's, hindi na spark yung advice na ano, right, di ba? Pero tanongin mo siya, what have you done so far? So, magsasalita yan, ito yung ginagawa ko. So, where do you see? Kapag nag-continue yung pattern mo na ganyan, where do you see? Saan ka mapupunta? Ano yan eh? Aalaw mo kasi siya magsalita hanggang makita niya. Ah, oo nga, no? Itong pattern na to, ito kasi yun eh, hindi siya sa pagiging eh. Kasi pagdating ko sa office, pagod pala ako. Parang pagdating ko sa office, hindi ko gusto yung mga kasama ko. Kaya I feel drained. Ibang usapan yun. It's not about the promotion, but then it is about your relationship with yung mga coworkers mo. So ibang usapan yun. Doon lalabas yung life coaching because ipipin down talaga natin yung problema eh. Ang problem ng tao, hindi siya about sa promotion, pero yung problema niya is sa mga colleagues niya. So that's one example na yun, part na yun.
Magandang idea yan, ano. You have to really pinpoint the problem kasi sometimes it's a domino effect eh. Di ba? It might be that ito yung nararamdaman nating problema. Kaya lang, may underlying problems in between eh. Di ba?
Tama. So, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but in my understanding, merong mga tao na can handle broad and general advices or meron ding mga tao na can hear you out even though kung ano man yung estado mo sa buhay. And then there are also specialized cases. So you personally, what do you think of your specialty? Kung halimbawa lang na like for example, I will ask you right now, saan ka nag-specialize na coaching?
Yeah, so actually my business exists to really help you other highly doubtful individual, like the alam mo, ang dami mo nang na-achieve sa buhay, like if you're going to see, ang dami mo naman nagawa sa buhay, pero you are still so doubtful about yourself, you are so fearful in really going out to your comfort zone. Alam mo, yung parang meron kang gustong gawin, gusto mo mag-build ng company, then you know that you are equipped. You're thriving sa corporate, no? Like you're a good accountant, good programmer, gusto mo mag-create ng company, but then you are so doubtful na baka mag-fail. You are so ano, like the fear of really going out. Tapos yun, nag-i-stay ka sa comfort zone mo, na darating yung point na marirealize mo, para makuha ko yung dream pala na yun, dapat lumabas ako sa comfort zone ko. Pero paano? Yung paano na yun, doon ako papasok. Like, I can really help you to go out from your typical life outside of the typical life. Kasi doon mo magagawa yung unstoppable dream mo eh. So doon yung doon papasok yung processing. Andun yung specialty ko ay careless living, like how to care less of what others might say and really care more of who you are and what you really can do. No, courageous living, like the courageous living, like it's really time for us to put doubts and guilt into rest. Kunyari may mapagkakamali before, it's time for us to put them into rest and really start showing up and taking action. Actually, Arvin, itong ginagawa mong podcast, this is a taking action for most of the people. Right? Kasi you start to doubt eh. Parang, meron ba akong karapatan na mag-podcast? Di ba? Ang dami naman magagaling na podcast eh. But podcaster, like you say. Pero, you know, like when you start to overcome and really understand bakit ko nga ba kasi gagawin to. Before you, sinabi mo kanina, gagawin ko siya as an outlet. You have that unique reason eh. Ikaw lang yun eh. That's your altruistic and selfish way eh. You start to do it. You go out from your comfort zone. Hindi comfortable sa'yo na gawin to because it's a new pattern sa'yo, di ba? Pero that's it. You are starting to show up. So yung transition from comfort zone into you showing up and really doing what your dream, that's where my life coaching business is.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I have to confess, no. I am a very highly opinionated guy. Kaya lang, mm-hmm. I usually discuss it to my closest friends. Hindi ko sinasabi sa iba. Hindi ko pinapublish na ganito. Kasi minsan ano eh, mahirap ding maging overly opinionated. Kasi alam mo yun, sometimes nagka-clash yung opinions nyo and whatnot. Yeah. And there are also a lot of people na na-intimidate sa'yo kapag nag-discuss ka. But then again, when I moved here in Finland, I realized that, okay, I have to talk. Kasi there's just a few people around here na nakaka-relate sa akin as a Filipino. Yeah. So that's why this podcast is very Filipino in nature.
Yeah. So, kaya diba, yung sinabi ko, ano, timing na timing to, so may ganun yung direction nung podcast. So right, really, why not, diba? So me really this, really doing a service na nag-e-enjoy ako, kausap ko si Arvin. So like, I'm really enjoying it. Yeah. Go, Arvin, na-interrupt kita. Sorry, go.
Sige, okay lang. But then again, like for example, I understand na you are working as a group din, di ba? In your life coaching journey.
Yes.
So like for example, if some other people has this problem about like mental health or spiritual problems or family life or relationship, do you have the resources to do that if ever you cannot like do it yourself?
Yes, actually, a thing for dun sa tribe namin. So certified life coaches dito sa Philippines, we have this Life Coach Philippines. So sa mga nakikinig, visit Life Coach Philippines Facebook page, and andoon lahat from someone who is focusing on your mental health into someone focusing on your marriage, for someone into focusing on how to become a good father, into someone how to become a good entrepreneur. Andoon yan, like may mga kanya-kanya specialty yan. But then, yun nga, talagang yung life coaching kasi talaga, and me, personally, kaya ako nag-stay dito, one of the overarching talaga, it's really mental health. Yung part na yun. So, ano talaga yun, all of us, all coaches dun sa Life Coach Philippines, certified by, co-actively co-create life coach certification, so I can let me plug it afterwards. No? So, yun, mental health yung puso talaga namin. And from that,
okay,
you can become a better entrepreneur. Having a good mental health, you can become a better father. Having a good mental health, you can become a better employee and employer. So, and having a good mental health, you can be a good lover as well, diba? So, yeah, marami pa sets. And the question kung merong resources, there we have resources. We have people na merong puso dun sa mga specific na sitwasyon and cases.
Yeah, I was about to ask how is being regulated, pero nasabi mo na rin na merong regulation and certification about that. But then again, how do you differentiate yourself from medical practitioners, licensed therapists, and life coaches? So, yeah.
Yep. We are not medical practitioner, no. So like we don't give advice, we don't give prescription and description. Okay. Like, kunyari, pag sinabi ng tao na hindi ako nakakatulog, hindi namin sasabihin, depressed ka, or may anxiety ka, kasi we don't do that. We don't do that. And we are, you can see it as a compliment. Nasabi mo kanina, di ba, meron naman talaga yung magbibigay ng advice. No? We have this counseling, di ba, meron tayong mga counseling, meron tayong yung mga nagtuturo sa, anong tawag doon, mentor. Din talaga may magkakaiba yun. A mentor can really teach you, counseling can really counsel you, a psychologist can really help you process where you are right now and your traumas at the back, pabalik, di ba? Kung saan ka ngayon, ano yung mga trauma mo, in the past that is really hindering you right now, yun di ba? Yun, i-resolve yun. Ngayon, life coaching, papasok yan. Where are you currently right now, despite of what you have become? At saka saan mo gusto pumunta. Doon tayo. Wala kaming pakialam kung ano meron ka sa past. Of course, along the way kasi mag-move forward ka sa buhay papunta doon sa gusto mong puntahan. Tapos may encounter mo, for example, a trauma, or you start to encounter habits na makikita mo nangyari yan in the past. Nagkaroon ako ng habit of really, magagalitin ako kasi in the past lagi akong pinapagalitan ng parents ko, lagi akong pinapalo ng parents ko, di ba? May mga ganun. makikita mo siya along the way eh. Kayo, life coaches can really help you process that. Mm-hmm. Nakikita mo yun? Kaya doon mag-deepen. So, talagang magko-complement siya, supplement. Aside kanya, if you're a mental health, no, and like you're taking medicine to really to really cure a mental illness, for example, a life coach can really help you move forward into it until such time na hindi ka na, parang okay na sa'yo hindi mag-take ng medicine. So, that ganun na di-differentiate yung sa life coaching.
So, ganun pala, no? Talagang hihimayin nyo yung, ano, yung bawat details and hihimayin nyo yung bawat magiging takbo nitong prosesong to, di ba?
Yes. Kasi ano eh, life coaching eh. Ano to, buhay to, Arvin.
Buhay. And buhay.
Ano to eh, mental health. Alam niyo yung, kaya ano, ako this is my passion in really expressing it, no. Mm-hmm. Mahirap kasi maka-receive ng advice na hindi akma talaga sa iyo kasi yeah. Like imagine what would happen tapos mali yung advice. Mm-hmm. 'Di ba? Tapos yun in, like hindi magiging okay yung output, you start to feel maybe lost. Kaya ano eh, actually certified life coaches, kaya may certification 'yan. We have this regulation na kapag merong isang certified life coach yung nagbigay ng advice, they can be sued.
Yeah.
Actually this is I think existing to sa US, no? May ganun. Dito sa Philippines, and I'm not sure kung paano nare-regulate 'yun, but then we have our own certification as well with that. So 'yun, pagdating sa ihimayin, as long na hindi ka makamove forward, bakit ka hindi nakaka-move forward papunta sa goal mo? Aareglohin natin siya. Kung darating siya sa spiritual, like you wanna talk about like not necessarily religion yan eh. Like you just felt na, 'di ba? Like you're talking about God. No, you see that someone is higher than you. Then you start to resolve that part na 'yon. Papasok yung life coaching, and a certified life coach can really help you as well. And ang talaga point dito, gusto namin manalo yung tao, choosing and really empowering him. Na yung after ng contract ko and yung client, dapat hindi siya magiging dependent siya sa akin. So dapat empowered siyang gawin yung buhay niya. At kung meron siyang another na problem, may ready kayong mag-usap or baka ibang coach na yung aasikaso. Empowerment, yun yung let me drop that term.
Yeah, that's a very strong word actually. Mm-hmm. But then again, for all of your experiences, what are the usual backgrounds of people that reaches out to you?
I started people who are shy. Mm-hmm. No, my very first program or the very first talk is ang title is From Shyness to Shineness. So from a software engineer na mahihiyain na nagco-code lang into someone talking and really talking about life. 'Di ba? Kasi a certified life a software engineer typically kung nakita ko ha, kapag magiging confident siya magsalita. Let's talk about technology. Let's talk about like server, the application component, like Docker, lahat yan. No, like if you're very technical into back end, let's talk about it. But then I saw this part of what if let's talk about those non-technical things.
To
technical people. Yung experience ko kasi mga namimit ko, these are the people who are really thriving. Alam mo, yung nagta-type naman na sila sa work nila. They are good programmers, they are good accountants, they are really good in what they do. But they start to feel that void. Ngayon, alam nila yung pwede nilang gawin. Gusto nilang magturo, gusto nilang magsalita, gusto nilang mag-business. Kaso, yun, natatakot sila, nahihiya silang gawin yung bagay na yun. Sila yung nalapit, sila yung mga nakakausap ko oftentimes. And yun, like such a shyness into someone wanted to build confidence, into living courageously, into someone who is being, natatrap sa guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba meron kasi tayong mga bagay na pinagagawa before. Let me use the term, things that pop up before.
Yeah.
Na until right now, hindi mo lang napapansin, pero nakatali ka dun eh. Like for example, nag-pack up ka sa leadership mo before 3 years ago. And then right now, every time na merong opportunity to lead a team, hindi mo na siya ginagawa. Even though gustong-gusto mo siya before. Because you still have that shame and guilt because of what happened. And marami pang Thomas cases, mas malalim and mas masakit. But no, like I really hope you guys got the picture of that.
Yeah. So yeah. Ang daming experience pala nung ano, dami mo pa lang na experience about the different backgrounds. I assume na you are talking to a lot of people din. That's why I'm asking kung yep, saan yep. sila nanggagaling and ano yung demographics nung mga nag ano ng services nyo. But then again, how is the feedback and results with the people you coach? Are they satisfied and are they happy with what you done to them?
Oftentimes kasi let me directly answer that question. There are people who are happy and there are mm-hmm. people who are this is a process. So let me collect my thoughts now. Life coaching is a process. Ibig sabihin, you start to encounter your truth. Mm-hmm. Punta lang ako ng mas malalim konti, no? Makikita mo kung ano yung kamalian mo. Makikita mo kung kaya hindi ka nakakapag, kunyari, like you wanted to start public speaking or you wanted to start podcasting, for example, pero hindi mo siya magawa-gawa. Then you start to realize, hindi sa takot ka na wala kang sasabihin, pero takot ka kung anong sasabihin ng ibang tao sa'yo. And mm-hmm. that will fall into your pride. And then you start to see that. Masakit, di ba?
No.
Kasi hindi ka naman takot kasi meron ka naman talagang sasabihin. Meron kang kwento. Pero natatakot ako anong sasabihin ng ibang tao sa'yo. Right?
Yeah, and that's true.
Yun yung part na yun, Arvin. And on along the way, may masakit eh. Kaya nasabi kong happy, yes. Tapos yung iba, yung most of it, hindi happy because I would say they are joyful. Because joyful doesn't necessarily mean happy kay. Joyful yeah. because you start to feel light. Ah, okay, nakita ko, ito yung pagkakamali ko. Sakit ah, pride ko pala yun, pero at least alam ko na. Pero hindi siya masaya, hindi siya tumatawa, pero may realization na ganun. And people who are really undergoing ganito, a program, no, like, I'm under a one-year coaching program currently with my Master Coach A, the one who's certified. I got a coaching program with her to really resolve also my foundations. No? And yun yung part na yun eh. Masyado lumayo sa the question. Yes, may happy, the feedback, una yan, they start to feel confident, they start to feel nag-usap na sila, na-address nila yung problema na naipakita nila, ganun. And then, there are people also that, after nila nagpa-coach, mas makikita nila yung root. Di ba, sinabi mo kanina, minsan kasi, yung problema, kapag in-unpack natin yan, mas may makikita ka pang mas deeper na problem. And then these are the people who are really joyful or most active. Aminin rin natin, meron talaga iba na hindi rin tutuloy kasi they are not yet ready. And yeah. Hindi sila into that, but they are not yet really ready to face and really, alam mo yun, i-proseso yung bagay na yun. And that's totally okay to us coaches. Again, hindi naman kami dito, we are not here to really please you. Kung naghahanap pa ng tao na to please you, life coaching is not really that. Let's talk about truth. So yun yung bagay na yun.
It's a nice thing, when I hear that you are kind of helping and the results are really nice and great. Like marami ka natutulungan. I really hope na a lot of Filipinos will feel better. A lot of Filipinos will solve their problems even with their own or with the help of other people. Like you. So, kaya ako nga ito binuild itong podcast na ito. Kasi marami talagang problema mga Pilipino. Hindi yan maubos.
Yes. Yes.
Pero yes. I plan na ang pag-usapan dito, general problems. Some problems that you can relate to. Kaya lang, we can also, I'm also open to like thinking na to invite people na like for example may particular problems and I wanna hear about those things too. Hindi naman siya nakikialam ako sa problema ng iba, diba? Pero this is what the essence of the podcast is all about. So yeah. But then again, with the recent pandemic, did it affect your coaching style or your coaching activity? How ano yung nangyari? Nahirapan ba kayo as a group? Kasi syempre walang contact and then you have to shift to like online discussion. Is it are you guys back now? I suppose you do have a place where you gather, di ba?
Yeah. I think hindi naman ano, like hindi nahirapan. So what happened, nag-declare ng ECQ last year, March, no? Nag-declare ng ECQ last year. We pivot, naka-ready kami, naka-position naman yung tribe namin na certified life coaches into online. Meron ng Life Coach Philippines. Tapos lahat ng coaches, Facebook Live yan. Facebook Live, turo, content creation. So, kaya nga ako, ang dami kong content eh. Like, I really learned a lot last year until right now. Creating content, how to create effectively a good content, vulnerability content. Alam mo, gusto mo ikwento yung story mo and ano yung ending na gusto mong makuha ng tao. Into public speaking. Like, how can you do a public speaking for 5 minutes pero na-deliver mo lahat ng gusto mong gawin. So, I think, you know, the pandemic, we really adjusted. I would say it's a somewhat a blessing in disguise, Ren. No, new normal eh. Like we shifted past. Well, of course, honor to our tribe leader. Ano siya, like she really saw it. Eh. Like she was able to revive the team. So hindi, wala naman nahirapan. Adjustment, of course, online. Usually kasi ang siyempre matatamaan doon what if paano yung mga taong hindi techie. So of course yung mga first months mahirap sila makausap, so like hindi sila on to Facebook like this Google Meet, Facebook call. So yung mga adjustment, but then hindi naman like na ngayon maraming call, mag-message sa Life Coach Philippines, mag-react sa mga comment posts, mag-share, attend ang mga class namin. So, actually, bigla ko naisip, Arvin, attend ka ng class namin. No? So, this mamaya, ikapento ko sa iyo. May class. Gusto ko ito maging classmate doon. Pero yes, I really hope na sagot yung sa tanong.
Yeah. It's great, yeah. No? Na you're able to continue it. Kasi, I suppose, in the Philippines, there's a lot of people na they're having a lot of problems during the pandemic. Unemployment, yeah. Diba, relationship with family, health problems, halo-halo yan eh, diba?
Yes.
So I guess there's a spike on this on these times when it comes to looking or hearing some support from other people. So I'm just curious if dumami ba siya o same pa rin o maraming lumapit sa inyo.
Sa akin personally, yes, mas marami nag-connect. Ayun. Yeah. Of course, let me speak first din sa experience ko. No? And mas marami nag-connect right now, especially na nag-work from home. I think manggagaling siya dun sa na-experience mo, na sinabi mo like, naboboryo, naboboring. So start na ganong conversation. And I think the first month ng pandemic, may nag-message agad na really, I feel so anxious. Parang ang bilis ng tibok. Like, tapos yun, you really start to really help those people as well. So, yeah, marami. And, mas naging yung sa experience ko, they are not really into social media. I mean, hindi mo sila nakikita sa social media. Wala masyadong like, hindi nagla-like o hindi nagko-comment sa mga posting ganun. Pero they will directly message you. Nakita ko yung post mo. How can you help me? So, may mga ganun. And so as a tribe naman, yep. Aside sa mga marami na rin mga coaching classes na libre, and there are also paid ones that is really that really caters to specific situation. Mas dumami yung ganun eh. And pag-set up ng online, ready rin. Meron din kaming back-end to do that. So lahat mga coaches, kapag merong gustong ikasang program or class, pwede lang gawin. So, ayun, talagang nakikater na tao ngayon, kumpara before.
Great. Kasi importante din na ma-reach natin yung mga taong unreachables, 'di ba? Kasi it doesn't mean like for example we are helping some other people in nasa circles lang din natin, mm-hmm. 'di ba? So it's important to like include those that are unreachable. But then that goes to the next question of mine. Kasi nabanggit mo rin naman na there are paid and there are free. So is it something na you're getting paid from it, or is it like more of like a volunteering for you, or something in between?
Let me start by bakit ba ako nag-life coach ulit? Ang pinaka-reason, gusto ko kasi matuto magsalita. That's it.
Okay.
So parang ang nasa mindset ko, gusto ko i-coach yung sarili ko. So I got certified because I really want to help myself as well. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. So that to start. And then pumasok yung opportunity na, hey, kasi pwede ka na magturo, may platform, may taong magsusuporta. So yun, nagtuturo ka na. So parang ano yun, hindi talaga ako into really looking for money opportunity. Tapos dumating yung point of really you wanted to really reward yourself, no? to really create a money out of it. And yung picture ko dyan kasi is, this is something na natutunan ko, kailangan kasi na may bayad. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, yung meron yung mga coaching program na may bayad talaga. It's not necessarily for the coach. Of course, di ba? Sino bang may ayaw ng pera? You need to support as well yung lifestyle ng coach do.
Yeah.
But it's more on, kapag kasi may bayad, mas seryoso ka. Hey, nagbayad ka. Gusto mong seryoso yung itong programa na to. Tuminuho ka. Tipong ganun, right? Na may mga ganung usapan before. But then, ayun, yun kasi yung naalala kong great example pagdating sa part na yun. Pero to answer the question right now, yeah. Meron ako mga ino-offer na program. Like for example, right now, permission granted. Like yep. this is a one whole year, 15-minute na coaching. So this is a limited 15-minute coaching session for 1 year for 50,000 pesos. So that's my one of the program right now. And anong gagawin nun? If you're that one person na gusto mong bigyan ng permiso yung sarili mo, na really go out to your comfort zone. Bigyan mo yung sarili mong permiso na ipaglaban naman yung gusto niya. Well, let's have a conversation. I have a coaching program for you. Yun yung ano. That's how. Ano rin. Tapos meron sa mga coach, yung mga ibang coaches in speaking engagement, ay ganun rin. We are also trained public speakers. We can do that. Recently, I also teach. So I got paid also a 6-digit from that. And it's very fulfilling for me. It really supported my lifestyle. And at the same time, yung gusto kong i-point, parte talaga ng proseso na para seryosohin ng tao. Hindi lang to. Kasi kung advice yung kailangan mo, makakakuha ka ng libreng advice to someone. Mm-hmm. Pero if you want a process, okay, let's have a business. Let's talk a conversation. Business ko yung buhay mo. Hindi ko paglalaroan yung business mo. Seryosohin ko yan. So ganun.
That's a really nice answer. Kasi, you know, sometimes we receive unsolicited advice, di ba?
Yeah.
And we try to, fill din na, like for example, we will give advices to other people. Okay lang, hindi ka naman buhay yan eh. Madali lang magbigay ng advice, di ba? Kasi hindi naman ikaw yun nandun sa problemang yun. Diba? Gusto mo lang makatulong, what if not, diba? But then again, that's a good idea that if you're paying for it, it's a business. So it should be like a proper advice or proper process.
Ang ano niyan, ang picture niyan, life coaching is art. It's really an art. Really, as a coach, kailangan mong tulungan, artistic. Paano ba nakikita ng kliyente? Paano ba nakikita ng tao yung reality niya, for example? Ano ba yung perspective niya? So para doon, ano lang yan, hindi lang to usap-usap na parang ngayon to. Meron kami mga coaching toolkits. Meron talaga kami ginagamit. Like a typical doctor also, di ba? Meron silang mga, may mga sarili silang tools. Ganun din sa amin. Kasi it's really, we are really serious in really helping people. Hindi lang to like putyo-putyong mag-coffee shop tayo. It's not something like that, right?
Tambay-tambay.
Kapag nandun ka sa coaching program talaga, business ko yung buhay mo. So, pag-usapan natin. Parang ganun. And coaching is art. It's really a science. This is a base rate sa science. We really invested a lot to really learn mental model as well. Paano ba usually nakikita ng tao? Ano ba yung mental model niya pagdating sa goal setting? Yun, kailangan siya aralin eh. Kasi nga, kapag hindi natin inaral, kung hindi nalagi naging seryoso kung paano nag-work yung kliyente, hindi siya makakausad. Hindi ko naman ano yan eh. Hindi ko naman malalagay yung parang idea ko sa kanya kasi hindi na yung life coaching. Gusto ko kasi yung idea mo eh. Gusto ko kasi yung empowerment mo eh. Gusto ko maging sufficient ka to really create your own fishing rod eh. So, di ba parang ganun? Yeah. So, yun, may mga tools yan. May mga tools. Science, art, right? Coaching is a business. Yeah, it's really a business. We mean business as well.
Yeah, actually, I remember when you were starting, di ba? I know the place actually. Nung nag-start na maging life coach si Orville, alam ko yung place kung saan siya na pumupunta. So, yeah. It has been like a long journey so far for you. And are you happy that you became a life coach so far? What is the best experience you had during this journey?
More than happy, I'm so joyful. Like, imagine mo na lang kapag hindi ako nag-life coach, hindi ako ganito ka-confident na kausap ka.
Yeah.
This is priceless to me.
Yeah.
Pwede kitang tanungin, like, if you're going to compare yung last na Orville na na-meet mo here in the Philippines and right now talking, so what's the difference, right?
Ibang-iba.
So, yeah.
Iba talaga.
thank you for that. And yeah, yun kasi yung presyo na nun. Yun yung I'm really cherishing. And of course, I'm still a work in progress. Lumaki yung dream. Hindi siya lumaki yung dream, pero mas naging klaro yung dream ko. So talagang wino-work natin yan. At the same time, I start to understand yung mga nababasa ko sa book, mga self-help books. I start to understand kapag sinabing servisyo, kung ano ba yung servisyo na yan, napaka-cliché, di ba? May mga ganyan tayo, self-love, self-care, napaka-cliché na, like, from a typical male to being a software engineer na lalaki, talking about self-love and self-care, di ba? Parang, like, it's not me, pero doon ko naintindihan eh. Doon ko mas nag-gets. That work, yun nag-work sa akin. So, it's really more than it's really happy, parang napaka underrated yung word na happy. Yeah, I'm really joyful, and you know, I feel excited more than ever about my life. That's it.
In the future that it brings, diba?
oh naman yeah. I mean,
naalala ko nung nag-start ka dito eh, sabi ko, I definitely know na magiging mahusay ka talagang part of this group. Yeah. In all honesty. Kasi nakita ko yung dedication mo. Kaya lang it is cut short kasi when I left the company, you're in the process of being one coach, 'di ba?
Yes.
If you remember. Oh,
naalala ko na. Oo. 'Di ba? Naalala ko yung mga natin, nagkwento na agad ng experience natin, like the coffee shop moment, kakain tayo ng lunch, but like, that's life. And still, I'm really so grateful na nangyari talaga yung mga bagay na yon. And
yeah.
'Di ba, nag-vacation tayo, my goodness, ay ni Arvin na isa. So, pagkatapos nito, like, I'm going to give this podcast kay Arvin. Pero yan, I'm really grateful ng mga bagay na yan, so I just remembered.
Yeah, RV number 2. I'm the RV number 1.
Ako yung number 1. Sige.
Yung mas matanda yung 1. Grabe. Yeah, tapos I remember na kapag nagla-lunch out tayo dun sa office, we go out. This is the place where you are going. We are going. And then coffee time, nakikita ko nawawala ka eh. So I'm really curious until the time na discover namin ni Madam na wow, nandito ko pala. And I am really sure na seryoso to para sa iyo kasi nakikita ko yung efforts mo, and I'm really happy na ganito yung narating mo in your life coaching journey.
Ah, thank you.
Really,
thank
I am.
Yeah. ako more than words. I'm really appreciating that. Thank you, Arvin. Yeah.
So now I now give this platform for you to invite people. Where can they reach you? Any places or numbers or social media accounts they want to follow you guys? Where they can contact you and something like that.
Lalahatin ko na po, no? So. Yep. Ayun, so again, I'm Coach Orville. So I'm a certified co-actively co-create life coach and a certified mental health coach. Also, I'm a software, current time is a senior software engineer, a specialist back end, I think. Ayun kung magka-line, pagkapareho pa rin tayo ng line of work sa technical, no? I think sa CICD, that's the last time. na-sign sila back end. And yun, I created this group, programmer ko at salamang kero. You know, like this is technically a very young na group. This is for software engineers who really wanted to start speaking and teaching. So this is the place for you. If you're that software engineer, alam mo yun, meron ka naman masasabi, alam mo yun, meron ka naman kayang ituro, pero nahihiya ka pang magturo, pero gusto mo. Okay, yeah. Programmer ako at salamang Carison, you official pang ano yan, talagang Pinoy yan. And then, I have this Facebook group also from shyness to shyness, okay? So, these are the people. Ito namang group na to, this is for the people who is tired of really imagining themselves na confident. Alam mo yung you just daydreaming. Paano kung confident ako, like, di ba, ni-imagine mo nagsasalita ka, ini-imagine mo may sarili kang business, ina-imagine mo na you are confidently talking to someone and you're tired of imagining at gusto mo na siyang gawing reality. From shyness to shyness is for you, okay? And yung pinaka-tribe namin, Life Coach Philippines, facebook.com/lifecoachph, you can search that and you can directly message me, Coach Orville, that's my Facebook page. Search na lang yun, facebook.com/CoachOrville, that's my official Facebook page. Directly message me by SMS 0928-854-0126, or you can directly message Life Coach Philippines 0917-586-1661. Ayan. And I'm really inviting you to our classes. Arvin, sasendan kita ng link. We have this class we call Mental Model Masterclass, wherein we talk about if you heard polymath, narinig mo na ba yun, Arvin? When you say polymath, alam mo yung marami kang gustong gawin. Di ba sinasabi natin, jack of all trades, master of none. So, dapat mag-focus ka lang na isa. Pero what if marami ka talagang gustong gawin? Bawal ba yun? Di ba? May mga ganun tayong bagay. And meron tayong tatawag na mental model wherein you can really allow yourself to do multiple things because yung intersection ng mga bagay na gusto mong gawin, actually, that's your talent. That's your sweet spot. So that's your business. So if you're curious with that mental model, how can you nurture that? Currently, meron kami mental model masterclass on last Sunday ng October. We're going to talk about thought leadership, self-leadership, mental model masterclass, like how to become a better polymath in 21st century. Kasi 21st century, kasi talagang meron naman talaga, meron, you can really allow yourself. Permit yourself, wag kang ma-constrain sa mga limiting beliefs na kinalakihan na hindi rin natin na-gets. So if that's you wanted to challenge that, I'm really inviting you to that class. Ayan. So Life Coach Philippines andun yun, makikita nyo din.
Nice. Wow.
Invite kita, Arvin, ha?
Kita sige, no problem. Nice. Actually, yeah. I'm a part of the program. Ano yung programmer?
Programmer ako at Salamang Kero.
Yeah, Salamang Kero. Uh-huh. Yung programmer part, matagal na akong programmer. Pero yung Salamang Kero part, yun yung magic ni Orville.
Diba? Actually, it's the magic of the people who will join. Kapag umundergo sila sa proseso na nandun sa group, start to express. Alam mo yung mag-comment ka lang. Start to express yourself. Kasi minsan, struggle lang yun
Yeah.
Dumating ka ba sa point na like overthink kung ano yung ika-caption mo sa post mo? Diba like yung ino-overthink mo yung ika-caption mo sa post mo? At tapos mag-e-end ka na, ayaw mo na i-post. Kasi natatakot ka kung ano yung makapangit yung ipopost mo. Ganun. That place is really for those people who really wanted to start expressing themselves. Yeah. Kaya ako nagustuhan yung reason mo, Arvin, na, like it's really an outlet. More than yung sa matutulungan ng podcast mo, Arvin. Talagang catchy naman dito. It's really yung personal reason mo na gusto mo ng outlet. Because you are being aware na gusto mong alagaan yung mental health mo. So, di ba? So, yeah. That's the beauty. Kaya meron tayong tatawag na altruistic and selfish vibe. Yun yung selfish vibe what if lahat ng tao hindi really accept na meron ka rin selfish vibe para tulungan mo yung mental health mo? Kasi once you start helping yourself, baka mas marami ka rin matulungan na ibang tao. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also know that people should talk. Yun yung yes. Kasi the general culture kasi dito, alam mo yun, sobrang tahimik, tapos yung mga tao di nagsasalita. So, hindi naman sa, hindi sila nagsasalita, pero this is a introverted culture and I'm pretty much sure na I'm different. But then again, yes. I choose to be here. Anyway, ayun, that could, end our episode right now. And very thanks for allowing me to invite you to this platform.
Yeah, thank you. Sobrang, rin, thank you rin, thank you rin.
Sobrang ibang Orville yung nakakausap ko ngayon.
Yeah. Thank you rin, thank you rin. Actually ako, of course, di ba, kaya sinabi ko kanina, this is a very new experience. Kasi ganun rin si Arvin, di ba, podcast ngayon. Like you really initiated this community, this, di ba, para rin sa... Tapos mayroon pa specific na target. Pag-usapan natin lahat ng Pilipino, ano ba yung problema niya. So like, I'm really looking forward for the next episode as well. So yun, yeah, I'm really thankful rin. Maraming salamat.
Sige. So I gotta do my out na, no? Okay, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This is Very Philippine Problems signing off. Thank you, Orville. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.